AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is setting in motion an investigation by Attorney General William Barr into the investigators that looked into his campaign and ties with Russia. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president's given Barr broad new powers to review and potentially release classified information in a bid to undermine the special counsel probe's findings.
I declassified, I guess, potentially millions of pages of documents. I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
He'd already ordered the intelligence community to fully cooperate with Barr. Former intelligence officials and Democrats are criticizing the moves, which give Barr unilateral power to unseal documents the Justice Department's historically regarded as its most secretive, including warrants obtained from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Before leaving for the White House, President Trump also said 1,500 more troops are being sent to the Middle East.
I don't think Iran wants to fight, and I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
A senior Pentagon officer says the U.S. blames Iran and its proxies for the recent tanker bombings near the United Arab Emirates and a rocket attack in Iraq. A $19 billion disaster relief bill has been blocked in the House.
I respectfully object.
Objection is heard.
Texas Republican Chip Roy objects because the bill does not include money for a border wall.
We've had months to figure this out and to do our job to secure our border, and we now are expected to let the swamp continue to mortgage the future of our children and grandchildren, making it less likely they will inherit a stronger and better country.
Democrats say the House might try to again pass the measure next week. Floodwaters from the Missouri River have topped a levee at Jefferson City and shut down some streets around the state capitol. The city's airport has already been evacuated. Jefferson City was hit by a powerful tornado earlier this week. This is AP Radio News. New abortion restrictions in Missouri have been signed into law.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has signed a bill that bans abortions on or beyond the eighth week of pregnancy without exceptions for cases of rape or incest. That makes it among the most restrictive abortion policies in the nation. That law goes into effect late this summer, but a legal challenge is expected. Missouri State House Democratic Minority Leader Crystal Quaid said in a written statement, the law treats women, quote, as little more than fetal incubators with no rights or role in the decision, even in cases of rape or incest. I'm Shelley Antler.
The chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, was taken to a hospital for an evaluation after he appeared to swoon during a news conference in New York City. As people moved to help him, Nadler put his hand to his head and appeared disoriented, then seemed to recover after just a few minutes. The 71-year-old Nadler was speaking in alert, telling people near him he was okay. He later tweeted that he was fine. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.